Welcome to the Vectis Sports Report with me, Matt Williams. In this episode, we'll review all the Wessex Football League action from the weekend, the powerboats returning to Cowes, Brandon Robinson-Thompson's competing at the British Masters at the Belfry, revealing last episode's trivia question and setting this one's. So if you're ready, let's go. Starting with football, Cowes Sports travelled to the Carnes Alders Stadium to play Fareham Town in the Premier Division of the Wessex League. Cowes beat Horndean away 1-0 in midweek, becoming four games unbeaten. Charlie Marsek and John Mackay have both scored five goals apiece this season so far. However, two first-half goals for Fareham Town, without reply, condemned Cowes to defeat. This was the first defeat for Cowes in five games against a very good Fareham Town side, who were unbeaten this season in the league so far. Next up for Cowes is a home fixture against Baffin's Milton Rovers, Tuesday the 1st of September, 7:45 PM kickoff. In the same division, East Cowes Vicks welcomed Hamble to the J.A. Dempsey Stadium. This was the only Wessex League game on the Isle of Wight. Vicks were hoping to get back to winning ways after a 3-0 defeat at home against Horndean last weekend. Hamble started the game well. Vicks struggled to create anything in the first half an hour. Jos Neils had the first decent effort for East Cowes with a block shot on the 35th minute. 1 minute later, the ball was contested in the East Cowes Vicks penalty box by several players. To the crowd's astonishment, a penalty was awarded to Hamble, which they converted, 1-0 to the away side. In the first minute of injury time, Gable Walls crossed the ball into the Hamble penalty area, but the Hamble player deflected it into his own net, 1-1 at half time. The Vicks started the second half brighter, with a shot saved by the Hamble goalkeeper from Jos Neils. Gable Walls was at it again, but his shot from 12 yards was well wide. Hamble took the lead again in the 51st minute, with a cross in the box headed goalwards. East Cowes Vicks Liam Triggs tried to clear it out, but unfortunately for him, it went in the net. In the 67th minute, Vicks equalised 2-2. A corner from Macca Barnes headed in by Toby Shaw inside the 6-yard box. 4 minutes later, Snow was at full stretch to keep the ball out from going in at the other end. The game ended East Cowes Vicks 2, Hamble 2, in what was certainly a very entertaining encounter. Next up for East Cowes Vicks is another home game against Hythe and Dibden on Tuesday the 1st of September, 7:45 PM kickoff. In Division 1, Newport Isle of Wight travelled to Silk Avenue to play Hedge End Rangers. Jordan Brown opened the scoring for Newport after 2 minutes. In the 10th minute, Hedge End went down to 10 men when Joe Butcher was fouled going through on goal. After 24 minutes, Newport had their second when Butcher shot into the left-hand corner, beating the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper got a glove on the ball, but it still went in. 1 minute before half-time, Gene Ash made it 3-0 to Newport. In the second half, Leon Pittman saved from a penalty for Newport. 7 minutes later, Connor Kelly lobbed the Hegen's keeper from halfway to make it 4-0 to Newport. Hegen did get a goal back in the 71st minute, but this proved only a consolation. 4-1 the final score to Newport. Next up for Newport is a home game against Forley on Tuesday the 1st September, 7:45pm kickoff again. This is the first game at the new White Fibre Park Stadium, so please go along if you can and support the team. Turning to powerboat racing. The annual Powerboat Festival returned to Cowes this weekend, the largest powerboat race in the world. Due to weather conditions, however, the Cowes Torquay Cowes race was contested on a shorter course. Good Boy Vodka crossed the line in first, however Double Trouble took the spoils overall with a time of 49 minutes 35 seconds as Good Boy Vodka was unfortunately penalised for going around the wrong side of the Southbourne Boy. On the Cowes Pool course, again shortened due to adverse weather, there was much less drama. Double Two Shirts taking the honours with an overall time of 14 minutes 19 seconds. Congratulations to all the winners. In golf, Brandon Robinson Thompson competed at the British Masters at the Belfry. Following a first round of 70 to under par, his second round was a score of 75, 3 over. 4 bogeys in the first 6 holes, including finding the water on the par 5 third, meant that he had it all to do to make the cut. He did make 2 birdies, one on the iconic 10th and on the 15th, to come within one shot with 3 holes to go. Disappointingly though, BRT dropped a shot on the iconic 18th that scuppered any chance of making the weekend. Now for the moment you've all been waiting for. Yes, of course, it's the answer to the last episode's sports trivia question. In that episode, I asked you, Cowes Week celebrated which anniversary in 2026? And yes, it was, you guessed it, the bicentenary. Yes, I think we can all agree that that was an easy one. In this episode, I'm going to set you a slightly harder one. And that is, who lifted the British Masters Golf Trophy held at the Belfry this weekend? And I'll reveal the answer in the next episode. That's it from me, your host, Matt Williams. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, or even better still, keep listening.